Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again. And as always, I greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. Oh, I want Him to be yours. He can be yours. He came to be yours. Luke 19:10 tells us, for the Son of Man came, and come to seek and to save that which was lost. Oh, what a great truth that is, friend. What a great and glorious truth that is. If you started the day in the lost column, you could end up and finish up, bless God, in the saved column. If you put your trust and faith in Christ Jesus, what a great day that it is. What a wonderful celebration when you and I can celebrate the fact that He that was dead is alive and He's alive forevermore. Thank God. We're celebrating the resurrection. Every eighth day we get to do that. Every seventh day, every 7 days we go through a week, and on the eighth day, a new beginning, friend, on that Sunday, we get to celebrate the fact that He that was dead is alive, and He's alive forevermore. Do you know what that means to me and you that are saved? Me and you that have put our trust and faith and hope in Him? He tells us clearly, because I live, ye shall live also. I've died out to sin, and thank God, I'm never going to die again. Oh, this body may give up the ghost. Thank God, I'll live on and on and on. I'll not be separated from God Almighty. Well, I'm glad that you're here, excited about the day, excited about resurrection, excited about the fact that our Savior lives, friend, excited about the fact that though He died once, He ever liveth to make intercession for me and you. And I'm glad we serve a risen Savior, aren't you? I know you are. Well, Debbie's going to do a song for us right now. The title of it is Arise. As soon as she gets done with that, I'll meet you over in the book of the Revelation, chapter 1, where I'll share with you the message God has laid on my heart. You listen to this song. I'm sure it'll be a blessing. You that know the power of prayer, you pray for me so that the message will be also. Now here's Debbie again with Arise.
Day of the week, when Mary Magdalene and the other Mary would meet, behold, there was an earthquake, and the angel of the Lord descended down from heaven, rolled the stone away. His countenance was like lightning, and His raiment white as snow. The angel turned toward the women, said, "Fear not, you just go. Arise, arise, Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive.
I've got to say glory, hallelujah, about that, friend. Listen, we serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. And one day, though Jesus, bless God, went down, He came up. Thank God. He got up. He, listen now, friend, came out from among the dead, and He's alive, and He's alive forevermore. Thank God. Debbie, thank you. Thank you, thank you for that song, the power of it, the truth of it. Listen, friend, we are witnesses of the resurrected Savior, a witness of Him, friend, who said, I must needs go into Jerusalem, be delivered up into the hands of wicked and sinful men, and the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the scribes, be crucified. To watch this, I know it's a poor quotation of a great verse. He said, but on the third day, rise again, thank God. They didn't know, the apostles didn't understand what resurrection meant then, but glory, hallelujah, they know now, and I want you to know too, friend, listen, Christ is alive. In the book of the Revelation, chapter 1, I want to read to you a few verses of Scripture, and it's written by John. I want to read more than I normally do, but I believe that it's necessary today. John said in verse 9, Hi, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, who is in the isle that is called Patmos, for the Word of God, for the testimony of Jesus Christ. He said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a voice as of a trumpet saying, I'm Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the churches of churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, unto Pergamos, or Pergamos, unto Thyatira and Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And watch this. And John said, I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clotheth garment down to the foot, and girded about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes were as flames of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they had been burned in a furnace. And his voice was as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And listen to this now. And when I saw him, John said, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. Watch this, friend, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Have the keys of hell and of death. I want to talk to you today, friend, about this. It's simple, but it's sublime. I'm going to talk to you about He was dead, but now He's alive. Thank God, thank God. Hey, friend, like I've already said, I serve a risen Savior. As we begin to think about this passage and what John saw there on the Isle of Patmos, I don't believe it was a perchance thing that God allowed John to see what he saw. I mean, John had seen Jesus, had he not? John had been with Jesus, listen, from about the middle of the first or even the beginning of the second year of his earthly ministry. I mean to tell you, Jesus had been with him in the upper room. He stood by Jesus' virgin mother Mary at the cross of Calvary. Maybe, friend, followed him to Caiaphas's house. Saw him, listen, appear after the resurrection, on the day of resurrection, after crucifixion, into a room where the doors had been locked. He saw him, friend, listen, up in Galilee, like he said, and on that day that he ascended from the Mount of Olives, John stood there with his mouth gaping, only to hear two angels say, listen, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing here in the heaven? This same Jesus, boy, like that, this same Jesus that you see going away shall come again in like manner. Thank God. Listen, John said, I knew him. John said, I beheld him. John said, I saw Him. Listen to what He said in 1 John 1 and 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, the Word of life. John said, hey, I saw Him. And John said, I see Him. John said, I heard Him. And I'm hearing Him. And John was the one that said, when I heard a voice speaking like the sound of many waters, I turned around to see who was doing the speaking. And John said, I saw the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He said, I've seen Jesus in His humanity. I believe John would say, I saw Him in His humility. John said, I believe John would say, I saw Him in His resurrection. But thank God now I see Him in His glory. I'm telling you, He that was dead is alive, and He's alive forevermore. My, the resurrection, could we ever get it preached? Could we ever plummet its death? Could we ever rise to its height? I'll tell you, the resurrection, bless God, is the message that makes the gospel the gospel. When Paul began to write to that carnal church at Corinth, he said, listen, above all else, above everything else, that I want to tell you, the thing that has the preeminence over anything and everything else is this. He said, I want to tell you that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that He was buried, and that He arose according to the Scriptures on the third and appointed morning. Thank God. Nobody, hardly no one, friend, doubts that Jesus was a man, that He lived. Hardly no one doubts the fact that this man by the name of Jesus not only lived and died, but here's the kicker of it, friend. I'll tell you, when you began to preach the resurrection, and preach not a, quote, spiritual resurrection, but preach in truth what the resurrection is, that bodily resurrection of our Lord, that resurrection that brought Jesus, thank God, out from among the dead, that resurrection that allowed John to see that Lamb standing, that Lamb that had been slain standing, bless God, in the midst of the elders, in the midst of the four beasts, and in the midst of the throne in the Revelation chapter 4. Thank God. Listen, it's important that we understand the truth of resurrection. And I want you to know, listen, the word resurrection means a standing up of the body. Just as sure, thank God, just as sure on the day of crucifixion that they put the body of Jesus Christ of Nazareth in the tomb, just as sure as Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea wrapped Him up in grave clothes and added spices to those grave clothes layer after layer, just as sure as they put a napkin around His head, laid Him in that hewn out sepulcher, rolled a stone over the door of that place, just as sure as Rome put a seal upon it, just as sure as they posted guards at it, I want you to know, glory, hallelujah, on the third and appointed morning before the stone was rolled away, Jesus came out from among the dead. When Mary looked in, when Peter and John looked in, thank God all they saw was grave clothes. You say, why, preacher? Well, He's alive, thank God. He that was dead is alive, and He's alive forevermore. In the 11th chapter of the book of John, we find Jesus performing a resurrection or a resuscitation on a man by the name of Lazarus, who was the brother of two women by the name of Mary and Martha. And when Jesus cried for Lazarus to come forth, the Bible said that he came forth bound in his grave clothes. Such was he bound that Jesus said, loose him and let him go. Listen, the reason Lazarus brought his grave clothes out, he would need them again. But glory, hallelujah, the reason Jesus left his in the tomb, he died once, never to die again. And though he was dead, yet he lives forever and forever. Do you know the resurrection, friend, is the keystone, the capstone of all that Jesus said or did or taught. There was in the beginning of Christianity, that first century of Christianity, there was a heresy about resurrection. And in fact, it was so broad spread that the faith of some was overthrown. Paul addressed the fact of the resurrection in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 because of the philosophy of the Stoics, because of the philosophy of the Epicureans and the philosophy of the Platonians. But I'll tell you, listen, friend, Jesus blew them all away. Paul said Jesus proved that they were all wrong. Paul said this in the book of Romans chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. He said, well, let me just get verse 2 with it. Let me get verse 1, and Paul, Apostle Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, created or separated unto the gospel of God, which He had promised afore by His prophets in the Holy Scriptures concerning His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. Now watch this. And declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. I want you to know, bless God, He's alive. He that was dead is alive, and He's alive forevermore. This resurrection of our Savior did not make Him the Son of God, but it undeniably, it clearly, it emphatically, it eternally, irrefutably, it declared Him to be the Son of God. Three times, listen, God spoke from heaven saying something like, this is My beloved Son, either hear Him or in whom I am well pleased. But bless God, listen, God left an undeniable, eternal, bless God, unshakable truth in the fact that He left an empty tomb that He had borrowed for 3 days, and on the third and appointed day, according to the Scriptures, according to the prophets that wrote the Word of God, Jesus came out from among the dead. He died once, but He'll never die again. Thank God. Bless God, the resurrection is that thing that differentiates Christianity from all other religions from the world. Do you know that? I mean to tell you, listen, it's been declared for millennium now. Paul said, if Christ be not risen, then is our faith in vain. And all of you all, he doesn't write it like this, that believe are yet in your sin. But I'm telling you, Paul goes on to say, but Christ is risen. He has risen, friend. And listen, He'll quicken you. He'll save you. He'll change you. He'll make you a new creature in Christ. Boy, I'll tell you, resurrection is the capstone of Christianity. It solidifies what Christ did. It solidifies what Christ said. And it separates Christianity far above. It causes Christianity to excel beyond. It puts Christianity in a category all of its own, to know that its former, its forger, its founder, thank God, listen, though he died, he's alive, and he's alive forevermore. Bless God, listen, you can be taken to the tomb of Muhammad. You can be taken to the tomb of Buddha. You can be taken to the tomb of Zoroaster. You can be taken to the tomb of whoever started yin and yang philosophy and religion or Confucius. But bless God, you know what you'll find when you get there? You'll find the body of all of them. But I can take you, thank God, thank God, thank God, to a little garden tomb to this day outside of the city of Jerusalem and show you, thank God, listen, where a body had been laid, but where it's not laying today, I'm telling you, He's alive. He's alive. Oh, thank God, listen. Thank God for the resurrection. Thank God for what it means. Thank God, listen, for how constant it is through all generations. I mean to tell you, it is dateless, if you allow me to say it that way. It was deliberately designed by God Almighty, and it is this fact of the resurrection that changes the world. When Paul was on Mars Hill preaching before all of those philosophical intelligentsia, he was looking at all the altars that they had on Mars Hill. And when he came to the one marked the unknown God, Paul said, Him whom ye ignorantly worship, I want to declare unto you. Look, friend, what happened to Jesus Christ of Nazareth wasn't an accident. It wasn't a fluke. Peter said this on Pentecost. You men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved to God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by Him in the midst of you, as yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. Now watch this. Ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God has raised from the dead, having loosed the pangs of death, because it was not possible that He should be holding of it. I'm telling you what I've already told you. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. This doctrine of resurrection is a delightful doctrine. This doctrine of resurrection is a dynamic doctrine. You say, why do you say that, preacher? Well, it gives life to everything else. In this doctrine of resurrection, bless God, we see the power of God displayed like never before. We can preach, bless God, Jesus Christ, I'm dead, buried and resurrected by the Spirit of God among the greatest of men in any place and every place, and it'll change the hearts of whosoever will. Oh, look, friend, it's difficult to doubt this doctrine of resurrection. And you say, why, preacher? Well, there's undeniable, irrefutable evidence of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. There was a man by the name of Morrison, I believe is his last name, who was a lawyer. He was an unbeliever, if I remember right, either an agnostic or what he did, deemed himself to be an atheist. He said, well, I want to do as a lawyer would. I'm going to look at the evidence. And you know what happened to this man by the name of Morrison after that he examined the evidence? When he looked at the evidence given in the Gospels, when he looked the evidence given in 1 Corinthians, when he looked at the evidence given in history, I bless God, he came away a believer. He couldn't deny that Jesus was, and that He lived, that He died, and that He lives forevermore. I'm telling you, friend, listen, this is a doctrine that's difficult to doubt, and it demands a decision. Do you know that? What are you going to do with Jesus, which is called the Christ? Your decision on whether or not Jesus was who He said He was, whether or not Jesus did what the Word of God claims that He did, it'll determine your destiny. Do you hear this, old preacher? I'm telling you, listen, John said, I heard a voice. He said, I looked and I saw one likened unto the Son of God, who said, I am He that was dead and I'm alive, and I'm alive forevermore. If you hear His voice today in the Word of God, you look by the eye of faith that I'll tell you, and you'll see a resurrected Savior. Well, listen, Christianity isn't built on a theory. It isn't built on an idea. It isn't built on a principle that was resurrected after Jesus lived and left. Thank God it's built upon the fact that He who was dead is alive, and He's alive forevermore. If you'll turn to Him, He'll save you. If you'll call on Him, He'll forgive you. If you ask Him, He'll make you a new creature in Christ. And if you invite Him in, He'll come and live in you. If, bless God, you want Him to, He'll make you a new creature in Christ Jesus. And you too, bless God, will know one day and every day until that day the power of a resurrected Savior living in you and through you. Hey, He's alive, He's alive, He's alive. Until the next time.
You are our Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at this same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now, until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.